acting like it's a closing time. Goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding light.
Busted in the blinding light.
Busted in the blinding light of closing time. Closing time. Oh, the women tear their blouses off, and the men they dance on the polka dots. It's closing. Stops, it's closing
time.
I swear it happened just like this. A silent cry, a hunger kiss. It's
closing time. Closing time.
It's so lovely, but an inch. I can't say much has happened since. But
closing time.
I loved you when our love was blessed.
Good evening and welcome to Hypnotic Groove with me, Linus. Starting the show a little bit later than usual, my thanks to Irene from Live from Thunderbird Hell, DJing tonight. I'm sure they'll have a live act in soon enough. Coming up in about 5 minutes, hopefully, we'll have Noah Pred, Canada's own Noah Pred, deep house, techno producer and DJ. He'll be calling in from Toronto at about 11:05. This is Left Field in the background. We always open up with this. I'm Linus. This is Hypnotic Groove, and you're listening on CITR 101.9 FM on this Thursday night in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hypnotic Groove, and I'm Linus. On the phone we have with us tonight Noah Pred, the writer of this tune. This is Obstruction, and it's off his latest album, and we'll get Noah on the phone right now. Noah, are you there?
I'm right here.
Fantastic. So everything seems to be working. So my thanks to you for calling in so late, Toronto time.
Right. Well, thanks for having me on the show. It was, staying up working on my live set anyway, so it works out well.
Oh, good, good. Last time we had Mike Bryant on from New York, and he got a little bit tired towards the end of the interview, so it was a bit funny, to be honest.
I'll do my best to stay with it.
Good.
I've seen Mike when he gets tired, and it can be somewhat humorous, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, So tell us what's been going on. For those who don't know you, you've been DJing for how long now?
About 10 years, and I live in Toronto now, but I really got my start out there in the Vancouver area, producing under a few different names. Some people might remember me for my Primordial Nature alias, or spinning around as Know About It, but I've eventually reverted to my...
Know About
given
It.
Name. Yeah, it was a funny one.
A funny
those were good times back then.
Well, but, it definitely sounds like it.
So, yeah, there's definitely some people in the Vancouver area familiar with me. Hopefully, at least one of them is tuned in right now. But, so it's been about 10 years.
Excellent. So, and how would you describe your style? I mean, I guess I would call it like kind of deep tech house or something, but not being tech house. I don't know. Well, how would you describe it?
I mean, if you want to slot it into those kind of more generally used genre,
we have to assume that,
I'm
like,
totally fine with
yeah. I mean, I don't like to.
I have no problem with that.
No.
I mean, it is a little restrictive, and it doesn't really cover everything that I do.
Of course.
So
no, you don't have to justify. All I'm saying is, for those of you out there who are not familiar with techno and that kind of just electronic music in general, is to kind of give them like just some kind of boundaries or something of what we just listened to, I guess, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what would you say? That would be a good description, or I have no idea.
Yeah, deep tech house. I mean, a lot of my stuff has a bit of a deeper edge to it, and definitely falls somewhere between techno and house.
So
definitely covers a lot of the ground, lot of the territory that I produce in.
Yeah, and you do stuff under the name Shen as well, right?
Yeah, so that's a side project of mine, and that's definitely not deep tech house. The Shen stuff, just I guess digital down tempo dubby electro kind of stuff. Just, you know, it's my outlet for, you know, music that's not necessarily designed for the dance floor, the club sort of dance floor.
Nice. Like, Future Sound of London kind of thing-ish, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, they'd definitely be included amongst my influences. I don't know if I compare myself to them. It seems a little bit...
No, I mean, I'll do that for you. Sure. I'll do that for you, Noah, don't worry.
Thank you, Linus.
It's a pleasure. So, and you were recently in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was opening for my friend Blue Tech as Shen on his album release tour, but now I'm back in Toronto and focused on the techno projects again, and I have this new album coming out. Tomorrow it goes live on Beatport.
Nice.
And so I'm getting ready to do a big album release party for that here in Toronto on Saturday. So that's the live set I was preparing for earlier.
Fantastic. So, and you're playing with... I saw on your Facebook profile that you were playing with someone you seem to be quite excited about playing with.
Yeah, Pablo Bolivar is probably my favorite producer from Spain these days. He's recently done a remix for the label I run, Thoughtless Music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been putting out amazing stuff for the last few years. Again, you know, we share a similar aesthetic, I think, in terms of having that deeper edge and producing stuff somewhere between techno and house. And I really like where he's gone with it, with his sound. And I'm really excited to hear his live set. It's going to be his Canadian debut, so it's quite exciting.
Excellent. And and your album, what is the name of the album, and how long did it take you to make it?
Well, the album is titled Blind Alignments, and it's really the product of a winter spent in the studio. Basically, the last four months, I'm going to say, we're pretty focused on it. And it's pretty exciting to me to be able to release an album so quickly after its completion, which is, you know, Thoughtless Music is a label that I run, and it's also a digital label, so the turnaround is much quicker than when you're waiting on all sorts of manufacturing backlog. And so, you know, with albums I produced in the past, it would be, you know, up to a year between completion and release date, so it's really cool for me to be putting it out.
Yeah, that's
when it's still fresh for me.
Yeah, that's excellent, because, I mean, that's the kind of the age we're living in now. I mean, I guess for the last 2 to 3 years, anywhere up to now, that, you know, the tracks are just coming out left, right, and center, and there's no longer, almost no longer, any kind of there's a level playing field. So it's not like the best DJs get the tracks, you know, months and months in advance. That really doesn't happen too much anymore.
Yeah, definitely the playing field has been leveled somewhat in that department, for sure. I mean, yeah, and you know, a lot of DJs higher profile DJs would get those records earlier because the labels had to pay shipping costs on the promotional vinyls, and mm-hmm. so if they could only allot a certain budget for that, and so they could only afford to send those promotional records to their highest priority DJs. But now the promotions are digital, and the labels can email whoever they want at no cost to themselves, so they can, you know, it doesn't just have to be the highest profile DJs that get those promos anymore.
Yeah, so how long have you been running Thoughtless? Because I know you had a couple of other labels, Metapath and something else.
Right, so Metapath and Sentient Sound were a few years ago. Those were vinyl projects I was involved in that I was happy with them as conceptual projects, but they didn't have the longevity I needed for something I could really stick with and push the way I wanted to. So created Thoughtless with my friend Evan just over a year and a half ago. So it's been 18 or 19 months running Thoughtless, and the album is going to be, I guess, the 23rd release already. So we've
wow.
managed to squeeze out quite a few.
That's excellent. Good for you, man.
Cheers. Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been a great outlet to release my own stuff and the music of some of my friends that I really believe in, but also really fortunate to have a lot of fantastic music from artists I've never heard of cross my path and be able to release that as well.
That's excellent. I'm actually going to play a couple of tracks. You'll be able to tell me what release they're from, I guess. It's No Love Is Enough and Why Do, I think.
Right, so those came out, that was the 12th release on the label, which came out last summer, and definitely got some heavy rotation. The No Love Is Enough track is a bit deeper, and I expected Why Do to maybe get a little more play out there, but it turned out to be the deeper track of the two, No Love Is Enough, that really had legs and got some play for some really interesting people. So.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to them like over the last couple of days, I think Why Do, I was trying to picture where it would be best played, and I had a feeling, this was just off the top of my head, that it would be like a kind of like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, the sun's just come up kind of thing. And,
right.
and at some outside place, like at a small venue, like about 80, 90 people, that's kind of where I pictured it. And
uh-huh.
I don't know, it's when I started envisaging it in that setting, I was like, man, this is going to be perfect to drop at a key moment like that.
Right.
Because it's a bit, it's funky and it's quirky and it's got all the kind of nice crisp electronic sounds, which that time in the morning might kind of really surprise people.
Well, and I think you raise an interesting point, which is, you know, that techno music and the way DJs approach it is that it's very context-driven, very context-specific music. So oftentimes when a producer is making a track or a DJ is listening and deciding whether to purchase it, they're projecting, they're casting themselves out into the time and place that they might play it. So a lot of people listen to techno more casually. I don't know how much of a sense of that they get, but it's definitely a big part of, you know, not just how I write and create music, but also I decide what to pick up and play as a DJ.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. So where is this record release party happening?
It's happening at a club in Toronto called the Drake Underground. And, yeah, it's only $5. So, I don't know, maybe there's a listener online in Toronto. If so, come on down. If not, and you're in Vancouver, I hope to be playing out again there soon.
Because you play for Steve G, is it?
That's right. I have played a Signal last fall, and I hope to be setting up another date there in the next few months. So I'll definitely keep you posted on that.
Excellent, excellent. And check back in when you do so we can have another chat as well.
Absolutely.
So anything else going on? How's your love life? How are your friends? How's all that kind of stuff?
Life's good. Everything's great. I can't wait to see your new... You have a boy, yeah?
Yeah, a little boy. His name's Elvis, and he's 16 months old now.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet him. Hopefully we'll have some time next time I'm out west.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice. I haven't seen you in years. I met Noah five or six years ago now, I think.
That sounds about right.
And
how
I think
time flies.
Yeah, you still have my digital sync box at your parents' house.
I will have to arrange to get that back to you.
Yeah, it's been on my mind ever since, and it's the whole reason, actually, I got you on the show, to be honest.
Oh, well, so it comes out.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, well, thank you so much for joining us, Noah, and good luck with your live set on... is it Saturday, I guess?
Yeah, Saturday. It's on Saturday. Thanks for that. Thanks for having me. And if any of the listeners want to check out or what we've been up to,
go to
thoughtlessmusic.com, and you can purchase the album via download as of tomorrow on Beatport, beatport.com.
Beatport.com, which is just becoming a staple for every DJ, I guess. They've made it really convenient and really easy to use.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I must have purchased... 100 tracks in the last 3 months or something.
They make it hard not to.
Yeah, exactly. It's really well organized. So excellent. We'll look forward to that. You know, we were mentioning Mike Bryant earlier, and he has a couple of remixes out on Minus at the moment.
I saw that. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's really good stuff. It's really well produced, and it's been... I always knew Mike had it in him, but it's really nice to finally hear it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's rebooting his label Intrinsic Design as well.
He is?
Yeah, so that's... We should look out for that kind of stuff as well.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah,
that's really good news.
So, one more time, the website again?
Thoughtlessmusic.com.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks, Noah.
All right, thanks so much, Linus.
No, it's a pleasure. And we'll hear from you soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye. No Pred, everyone.
Thank you. May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
On May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Thank you.
Listening to Hypnotic Groove with me, Linus. Sorry about that last mix. It was a real bummer. The computer got away from me, what can I say? Tonight we'd like to thank Noah Pred for calling us from Toronto, telling us about his new album, Thoughtless Music. It's available on Beatport tomorrow, actually. And we heard a track from it called Obstruction, which is a favourite of mine. We heard Rothschild Violin by Alison Marks, No Love Is Enough by Noah Pred, Beach by Future Sound of London, Why Do by Noah Pred, and this is Melting Pot by Mark Broom. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Try to bring you error-free, but alas, it didn't happen. Coming up next, we have Pierre and his oral tentacles will be all over you in 5 minutes' time. Until then, this is Melting Pot by Mark Broom, and I will be playing Feelin' by Pitto next. Until next week, it's been my pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey there, you are listening to CITR, CITR Radio 101.9. This is the all-night show, this is Oral Tentacles. Time is exactly 12:02, as we fade down Pito, which is what we were last listening to. This is Oral Tentacles, my name is Pierre, it's going to be an all-nighter, going to be here till about 6 a.m., and we are Born Slippery, name of the next song. Anybody that's seen Trainspotting knows what I'm talking about, but you didn't hear this mix before. This is the Darren Price mix. This is, of course, Underworld.
Babes and babes and babes and babes and babes and remembering nothing, boy. Do you like my